More details regarding the military supporting smart snacks in schools. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, with more than one-third of children and adolescents obese, Lieutenant General Norman Seat believes some major efforts need to be taken to reduce childhood obesity at the earliest stages.
Since this is where young people spend the majority of their time, our schools need to set a good example when it comes to nutrition.
Steve, who is part of the group Mission Readiness, an organization of senior retired military leaders with a focus on investments in America's children regarding military recruitment, is endorsing USDA's newest effort to promote healthier eating on school campuses, smart snacks in schools.
Improving school nutrition is critically important if we are to ensure that we have enough qualified young adults to serve in the military in the future, and even if they elect not to serve, they're citizen ready and ready to join the workforce and be productive citizens. So removing the junk food from our schools should be part of a comprehensive action involving parents, schools, and communities to help children understand and make healthy food choices.
And Food and Nutrition Services Undersecretary Kevin Concannon gives us more details regarding the new rule.
Make sure that all of the food sold in school during the school day from roughly 7 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon will be healthy foods. And there'll be foods that are sold in vending machines, sold in a la carte line, sort of the alternative to the main meal.
The new rule will go into effect at the start of the 2014 school year. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.